Track conditions. You will find out that some horses can run on any type of a track. Fast, sloppy, slow, good, heavy, or muddy. Now, when you are calculating your speed off of a fast track and the track comes up slow, take 3 points away from the fast speed rating. For a good track, subtract 5 points, a heavy, 7 points, muddy, 10 points. Now, usually, if a horse has been running sprint races and his trainer want to send him a distance of ground, say a mile and a 16th, you can calculate his possible speed in the distance by subtracting 8 to 12 points from his sprint speed rating. Now, if he is a distance goer and drop down into the sprint race, add 8 to 12 points onto his speed rating. Improvement over the last race. If a horse improve in his speed rating 5 to 10 points, he gets 25 points. 4 to 7 points, 15 points. 1 to 4 points, 5 points. If a horse hasn't been out in a length of time, then something could have been wrong and they have corrected it, or some big stables let their horses rest for the winter months and race them during their spring and summer. Now, if a horse was laid up and they bring him back to the races and drop him in class, then be cautious. This is the time to refer to your workouts. After handicapping each horse in the race and allotting each horse the points he or she earned, you then take the horse with the most points, and that one should be your winner. Then the next highest points, your second horse, and etc., etc., etc. Today, racing on a turf course is greater than ever before in America. There is always two or three races a day on a turf course. The speed on a turf course is much faster than on the dirt track. There is a variation of 10 to 15 points difference in the speed rating. Usually, a speed horse will perform better on a turf course than a come from behind horse. When you are handicapping a turf course race and the horse has never ran on a turf course, you can add 10 to 15 points to give you an idea as to what his speed rating could be. And it is just reverse if a horse is coming off of a turf course onto a dirt track. Subtract 10 to 15 points to get his possible speed rating. Quarter horse racing is quite different than thoroughbreds. They do race up to 870 yards now, which is 10 yards short of being a half mile. But the majority of their races are 300 to 400 yards. Because of their great speed, when they come out of the starting gate, some of them have bad manners and have a tendency to bear in or out. And when this happens, some horses get eliminated at the gate. to handicap quarter horses, it is similar to thoroughbreds, except that there is no pace in the race, strictly speed, class, and post position. So if the horse is running in his class, then he scores 25 points. If he is in post position 8 through 12, he scores 25 points. 4 through 8, 15 points. 1 through 4, 5 points. Now, sometime there is always exception to the rule. If a horse possess enough speed to come out of post position 1 or 2 and can cut over and run in the middle of the track without bothering any other horse, he has a possibility of winning if he is the only speed in the race. Sometime you will find a race of this type. Since most quarter horses possess speed, some improve with each race. If he improves 7 to 10 points in his speed rating, score him 25 points. 5 to 8, 15 points. And 3 to 6, 4 points. Now, if you want to convert the possible time of a horse that ran 350 yards, which would range from 1820 through 1890, and his next race is a 400 yards, you can take 5/100ths of a second and multiply the 50 yards, which will give you 2/50 of 100. You add this onto 1820, so it is possible for him to run the 400 yards in 2060 or better. There is a bit of accuracy through this system from 300 to 440 yards. In a distance more, it doesn't seem to work out. Now comes the racing where the racer chases the rabbit and he runs on his own. No jockey. Greyhound dog racing, a up and coming racing factor. Again, speed is the main factor, then class, and then post position. The racing secretary is responsible for the proper grading of greyhounds before the opening of a racing meet. After sufficiently schooling all greyhounds and considering their past performance, the racing secretary will classify and assign them to their proper grades. Greyhounds are graded in 7 divisions: maiden, grade E, D, C, B, A, and handicap. Now, to handicap dogs, a greyhound must finish first, second, or third in 4 consecutive starts. If he doesn't, he is then lowered to another grade. So, if you are handicapping a grade C race, first, see how many grade A dogs you have in the race, then grade B, then grade C, then grade D and E. Give 25 points for any grade A and B. 15 points for the next time, best time in grade C. Then 5 points for grade D and E. Now, post position, you must be the judge and make the decision. If you see when he runs from the inside, he runs better than from the outside. So he prefers a inside post. He then scores 25 points. 15 points for the middle and 10 points for the outside. Next is pace. Some greyhounds, like the thoroughbred horses, love to run out front and possess a lot of speed. So if he is 1 to 3 lengths off pace, he gets 25 points. 3 to 5 lengths off pace, he gets 5 points. Next, improvement in time. Off of the last race, 30 to 50 tenths of a second, 25 points. 15 to 25 tenths of a second, 15 points. 5 to 20 tenths of a second, 5 points. To familiarize yourself with the abbreviations and symbols in the past performance, you should clip and have them by your side the following charts from the Daily Racing Form. Abbreviation for North American tracks. This is good to have because if you see the name to be SUN, then it may be puzzling to you if you didn't know that it meant Suntland Park, New Mexico, or maybe FG, which means Fairgrounds, New Orleans, and etc., etc. Another valuable chart is the table of comparative track records. This will help you calculate your speed for the track you are handicapping, because on this chart it lists the speed records for the distance that they run on the tracks listed. For the past season, next on the list is points of call. In thoroughbred charts, this is beneficial because it helps you to find out where the horse is at the quarter mile, half mile, the stretch. So when you are figuring out the pace, you will know what the horse ran the first half mile of the race. Then a chart on how speed ratings are compiled. Although I discussed it and explained how to converge speed of different tracks, this will be a complete breakdown and will help you understand it better. Next, you should have keys to symbols. It goes into abbreviation of the color of the horses, track conditions, SY for sloppy, GD for good, and everything else that will be of benefit to you. Like in all racing, you must possess a little of lady luck to succeed. Join Confidential Charlie's Handicap Club today. For more information, write Decision Distributors, Post Office Box 51273, New Orleans, Louisiana 70150.